Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, bedroom music, a grizzly bear, and a wolf. They're all coming up right after this.
If you know what I mean. There's no need to explain. It goes without saying. If you know what I mean. What more can I say? If you know what I mean. I think it goes without saying. If you know what I mean.
Thank you.
What's that called?
I think you know what I'm saying.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold's here.
Chick's here.
Yeah, I'm Chick, and here's Tom.
Thank you very much. Now, we were talking about proper music for the bedroom, and a guy...
I can only imagine what you play.
Well, I know what Josh plays.
Oh, no.
Now what?
Boy, timing sure is early. I didn't think it was going that
direction. Don't wanna be.
The notion that somebody would be masturbating while listening to that song
crying.
Is pretty awesome.
I guess I'm just going to lean into it at this point.
Hello.
You know, a good buddy of mine, he goes, I have to share this with you. It was a Saturday night, he said he was alone in a Chicago apartment, and he decided to have at himself.
All right.
And as he was doing it, a car drove by outside, and the song he heard coming from the car's window was "Oh What a Night," and he laughed so hard he had to stop.
That was mean. Josh is not listening to All By Myself.
No.
Here's what Josh listens to.
Something upbeat.
Crazy hand jive.
Look at Willie's face.
What is that? Is that like
it
some
was
song
some dance or
hand jive?
Yeah,
Johnny Otis.
Didn't Clapton do a version
Clapton
of
it? Clapton covered it. Yeah.
Oddly enough, yeah.
It was some weird dance
hand
thing.
Jive. Yeah, that. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you think people do hop in the bedroom and go, "I got something special for you, baby"?
Yep, that's happened.
Absolutely.
Dress like a stormtrooper.
Yeah,
probably.
I was going to say, yeah, mm-hmm. takes the
sure. May the 4 inches be with you.
That's right. Think you can handle this, baby?
Yeah, no, I know. I was
cosplay consummation.
Well, I really, to be serious, I like to do this.
Hello there, hello there, hello there. Happy birthday, go be safe.
Look at this. Make it open. Looks like it's talking.
The news story was this Reddit guy was saying that when he played Hudson Mohawk's song Seabat, his girlfriend hated it and eventually left him.
Yeah, 2 years she had to put up with that. I'm surprised she lasted that long.
Yeah, that is rough. But to each his own.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look up Hudson Mohawk.
That was with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, anybody who's willing to make a Hudson Hawk pun in their names, I'm a fan of.
He's got a couple good jams. Yeah. Chimes is one that I like. It's cool. It's like a DJ. It's for outdoor music festival.
I like that kind of thing. I like it. Buddies. It's definitely got its place in my
mind. Yeah, I see you as like a Chardet guy.
I do. I love Chardet. I love...
Oh, yeah. Smooth Operator's amazing.
I like that stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Enya is, Enya's, I know that's good. Not as hardcore, but
yeah. Your Love is King.
Is that what Kenny G is for? Is that the thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Soft
Kiss
jazz
my
like
neck,
that.
You know, stuff like
Kiss
that.
My Neck. That's a Kenny G song?
Uh-huh.
It is. Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Sure is. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No idea.
Lick My Thigh.
Again, that's a hit. I do like the commercial jingles.
Yeah?
No, you don't.
Joe Sure,
come on. Oh, yeah.
Just being silly.
I don't know. I like the Say 800 Safe Auto, baby.
I know every time I finish, I yell, "I'm loving it." met with mostly disgust and hate.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have we missed?
Well, on that romantic note, a couple getting married at Glacier National Park.
A couple what?
Couple of people.
Oh, okay. Glacier.
Was upstaged by a hungry grizzly bear. Staten Giles, a wedding videographer, captured footage of a grizzly bear attacking and devouring a moose calf during a wedding ceremony.
Wow!
Taking place on the shore of Two Medicine Lake.
So this baby moose is being eaten during
by
a bear during their wedding.
Mr. Giles said the groom was, quote, most of the way through his vows when the, quote, grizzly charged out of the brush onto the North Shore and attacked a moose calf as the mother looked on.
Oh, no. Not the proud grizzly mother, but the mother of the moose.
Yeah. And not the mother of the bride.
The video. Jeez.
That's why we have five or six of them.
The video taken from the opposite side of the lake zooms in on the groom when the moose begins to cry out. The video then cuts the bear feasting on the thrashing animal while shocked wedding guests can be heard reacting in the background.
This is brutal.
Giles told Newsweek that the wedding paused while the bear finished killing the moose. Oh, man.
Let's just wait for this to be over. We'll just, if you wouldn't mind, we'll all.
If anyone here would like to object to these two getting married,
I mean, other than the grizzly bear.
God, you thought the worst thing that could happen would be, you know, the DJ doesn't show up.
Man.
You know, isn't that unbelievable?
There's a lot to be said for getting married outdoors. It's beautiful, but there are a lot of unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah,
things like can go that.
Wrong. Yeah.
Weather, of course.
Things weather.
Bees.
Bees. Stifling heat and humidity that I
stifling
sat through the other
future
day.
Wife. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a sign. Yeah, this thing, this bear is gigantic. It is really disturbing.
Well, grizzlies are pretty good sized bears. Yeah. Yeah.
And did you see where he catches the bouquet?
I'm next.
And the bride's arm?
No. Oh, I can't believe it.
It's a good thing they registered for the bear spray. That's all I can say. Wow. This is really terrifying.
Sad.
This was in Montana, so
yeah, that happens.
You got to be careful.
In the UK, firefighters rescued a cow that had gotten its head stuck in a tree. According to the BBC, crews were called to the Chilbolton, where the cow had wedged itself in the fork of a willow tree. The Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service said it worked with an animal rescue advisor to cut the tree and free the cow safely.
Was it the Isle of Wight?
Yeah. Wight, yeah. But did I say Wight?
The Isle of Wight. Of course, by the time they got there, the farmer and the cow were both smoking cigarettes, kicking back, making plans.
You want to go away this weekend?
You got plans?
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking. I think it's time you met my mother.
I got a nice lake house.
Yes. I call her Gloria Hole.
Hey,
Gloria Holstein, in short.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey, dumbasses.
That's us.
Since you guys are putting up money for charity on Thursday when we're going to sit around in our diaper.
You dummy. That was dead. That was.
Is it dead? Are we out?
No, we're doing it.
No, we're not.
I don't think any
you're
of us
you're the only
to
one
it.
That's going
to
have
health
issues to go along with
well,
this.
Well, I think you doing it by yourself would be hilarious.
Yes.
No, but then you can't weigh it. And you can't.
Yeah, you can.
You compare.
We can still weigh before and after.
Since you guys are putting up money for charity in connection with your Thursday pissing your filling your diapers, I was wondering if Josh's mom was going to match the donations since she's rich.
Oh, I see what he's saying. No, actually, my mom's married to a man named Rich. She's not actually rich. You see, she's fine, but not rich.
He's so happy to know you. There's no response.
You someone gave you that?
Uh-huh.
Who gave you that?
From Brian.
How did you get hold of it?
I printed it off my computer.
You're a good man.
Thank you. You're damn right. I'm not throwing anybody down the under a bus thing.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Authorities in Ohio are saying a wolf that escaped from the Cleveland Zoo has been safely caught.
The Wolf Man.
According to
Hello there. I'm going to hit you hard with Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, that's good.
Brilliant.
According to the zoo's Jacqueline Gerling, the female Mexican gray wolf briefly breached its habitat and was able to access the guest path for about 5 minutes.
Hey, mommy, can I pet it? Look.
Gerling said staff acted quickly to establish a perimeter around the wolf. It was secured by the animal care team and reunited with the other wolves. Mm-hmm. Gerling added that officials are still gathering details on how the animal was able to escape.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure it out so it doesn't happen again.
Was he going right for the hot dogs? Made of piggies, right?
That's my, Mr. Wolf.
My dog's made of piggies.
Right.
Maybe he's trying to get to a city that has a football team with a quarterback that isn't a potential felon.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm like Cleveland, yeah.
Oh.
A man was shot during a brawl that broke out at the Minnesota State Fair Saturday. The shooting led to a panic and massive crowd exodus, as well as an early closure of the fairgrounds.
Did the guy win the Cupid doll?
What? Supposed to be blank.
Yeah, a Cupid doll hasn't been around for a while, has it?
No.
Minnesota State Fair police responded to gunshots in the midway section of the fairgrounds shortly after 10 p.m. The area was heavily populated with guests and law enforcement when the shooting occurred. The victim received a non-life-threatening wound to the leg.
And a Kid Rock mirror.
Are there people who like those mirrors?
As a kid, I did, man. I thought it would be... When I was 12-year-old, would have loved an AC/DC mirror.
Def Leppard Pyromania mirror.
Yeah. You ever watch Cops?
I forgot to watch, what is it? Nations Live on Friday night. What is it?
The one on Reels? There's two of them now.
Real, there's
live PD.
It's
off the air.
Yeah, live. That was really close. That was very, very close.
In Wisconsin.
Where?
In Wisconsin.
Okay.
Authorities cited 137 people at one bar for underage drinking.
Wow.
That's insane.
According to the Madison Police Department, officers were conducting proactive enforcement of liquor laws in the city's downtown area. Several bars were visited, but one particular establishment, officers encountered 143 individuals, only six of whom were 21 years of age or older.
Yeah. Bouncer's got the night off.
Officers cited 137 individuals for underage alcohol consumption.
This is a Chuck E. Cheese, sir.
And false identification violations. Though authorities noted, quote, further citations are likely as the investigation continues.
They should have known when the bar was named Oshkosh Babar.
Authorities said the bar's role in this matter is still being determined.
The role is?
They
served the...
They aren't checking
IDs. They weren't carding, yeah.
Dude, every college, we always had that one underage, but it only lasted 3 or 4 months because it would let you in underage. We had a Chinese restaurant called K's.
Restaurants are always good for drinking underage.
Yep, true. Always.
A lot of fun.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yep.
They don't have the same numbers in the Chinese restaurant that we do.
Okay.
Well, because the guy said to Jack Nicholson at the end of the movie, it's Chinatown, Jack.
You know. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
Very few people.
Even if you see it, that line still barely makes sense.
Oh, okay.
No, it's referring to
the alive that have seen that movie.
It's a place that has its own set of rules. And,
The police don't go in there because they handle their own problems.
It's like Thailand.
And then there's the whole sister-daughter.
Well, if you want to get that.
Stop saying that. You know what goes on.
Unsettling implications.
Yes.
It's a terrific
movie. The father was a monster.
Well, I mean,
one way to suggest it, that happened in the movie.
By the way, there's a bar in Madison, Wisconsin has a position open for a bouncer.
Yeah.
Remember the old story?
I love partying in Madison. What?
They must have,
that was a good party.
Really inferior fake IDs, obviously.
Yeah. you coming from the fake ID king back in the day.
Well, those were different days, though.
Willie, did you know that your father was, at one time, the number one fake ID maker the upper
Midwest? Scofflaw, who should have been stopped.
He's really good
That's
at
my
it.
Pop right there.
You need a fake ID? Go see Tommy.
Yeah.
I like that there's one story of you where you sound cool. That's good to know. Yeah.
Well, there are plenty of those cool stories. We just can't tell you them. Yeah.
This is pretty. 137 people at one bar. Oh, but what were there? Six people were illegal.
I love that part.
That must be a great bar.
Yeah.
Also, you know what? You know who should be in trouble? The six people that went to the underage bar. Go to the regular bar, you creeps.
My creepy guys at the end of the bar.
What? Don't fault those guys for wanting to meet some drunk 18-year-olds.
18 at best.
They're freshmen. Okay. College freshman. An unusual smell prompted an emergency response at Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Charlotte.
It turned out to be
Douglas
nail polish. Hmm. An American Airlines spokesperson said a flight from Philadelphia landed as scheduled and the offboarding of passengers from the plane was normal. However, ground crew members who opened the luggage compartment to remove bags from the plane noticed a very unusual smell in the cargo hold. After the Charlotte Fire Department was called in, responding firefighters discovered the source was a broken small bottle of nail polish. Wow.
That must have really been some strong stuff.
No joke.
Not nail polish remover.
No, nail polish.
Because that has a distinct smell.
Sure.
Hang on a second. Didn't we have a news story?
Probably.
About a, here it is. I got here. A nail polish that smelled like Velveeta cheese.
Yeah. Oh. I remember that.
Velveeta released.
It was the color of Velveeta and smelled like cheese.
Yeah. For $15 for a 2-pack of nail polish. Is that a typical price for nail polish, Christy?
Sure.
Is nail polish as expensive like perfume or no?
Yeah, it runs about $15.
Okay. It's a bottle of polish called Finger Food Red, and there's a yellow polish called La Dolce Velveeta Yellow.
Yep.
It looks like Velveeta cheese is dripping from your polished nails.
Sick.
Ugh.
You have something for us, Pat?
I do, yeah.
She's in a strange concoction, painted up like a Barbie doll. Makeup, neurotoxins, perfume, she's tried it all. She wants me to smell her nails now, but they look like dripping cheese. I take a whiff of her polish, and it knocks me to my knees. Like she has some strange disease. Looks like a nacho chip, La Dolce Velveeta Yellow. Nails like a cheesy dip, like Velveeta should I smell. One hand's finger food red, it's nice and kind of mellow. The other hand's a late night snack, La Dolce Velveeta Yellow. La Dolce Velveeta Yellow. Have a good day, everybody.
Very nice. Velveeta cheese nail polish. It's out there, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all out
and that Ricky
there.
Martin, he can get any woman he wants, can't he?
Yeah, he sure could. That good looking man.
He's just handsome to a fault.
Yeah, he is.
Got
those ripped.
Got that Oreo-flavored nipple cream.
He's got a different lady every
what?
Night.
What? Okay. Oreo-flavored.
He's still more than
Hey, for the second time in a week, a California highway was covered in tomatoes. A crashed commercial truck dumped its load of tomatoes on I-5 near Elk Grove. No injuries were reported. The incident comes just days after a truck crash spilled 50,000 pounds of tomatoes on Interstate 80 near Vacaville.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Did you see the picture of the one last week? It looked like a bloodbath.
A lot
the
of tomatoes.
The whole freeway was covered in tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
It's like roadkill for vegans, ladies and gentlemen. we also had an interesting story about, what was it again?
I don't know.
Oh, the white sauce. No, in the context.
You know
of,
what I like about the Bob and Tom show, Diggy? They're stupid as well.
Oh, they are. No.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.